You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
That's right. That's right. The who knew about it? It's my generation. Stop putting it down, John. I do have horrendous news, though, for anyone born in the early 1980s. It turns out I was wrong. Elder millennial is not the actual correct term is used. They call us geriatric millennials.
No.
Really?
Wow.
Geriatric millennials?
That's brutal.
The worst name for something I've ever heard in my life.
It's even dumber.
For 40-year-olds. Yes. Like, what? Okay. Okay, geriatric.
Isn't old geriatric almost derogatory?
Yes.
I mean, seriously. It's like... It's a negative connotation.
How negative it is. I had Clark when I was a little bit older. I was considered a geriatric pregnancy.
Emily had the same thing. She was 36 when she had Zoe, and she was considered a geriatric pregnancy. She had the exact same thing.
It is. It's like
so
I
maybe
look
it's not negative. I don't know.
Believe me, when you tell a woman in her 30s she's geriatric, it's pretty negative.
Yeah. Oh man,
I can't say
that's
I love
mean.
It.
It's mean spirited. It should not become geriatric when you're in your 30s or 40s, for that matter. We're talking geriatric. In my mind, geriatric
means you're
farting
dust.
We're talking 70s.
Yes.
Fart dust.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Your hair is blue.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is, inappropriate.
Yeah, doctors should
your
stop.
Name is, your name is Dolores or something, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to start a movement.
Your Irene.
Mildred.
Mildred. Okay. I have an Aunt Mildred.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Stella.
I'm sure you do.
I have an Aunt Muriel.
Stella's come back around. Stella's cool again.
My other grandmother was named Gladys.
Yeah, you don't see many Gladyses.
Bertha.
Yeah, Gladys
Gladys
and Bertha.
What did they do to her?
That's child abuse.
I think Gladys and Bertha is more likely to be the name of two cows that are best friends. Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Gladys Bertha definitely ate her dog.
It was Gladys.
We're really bringing it all around here. It's good work by everyone. I really appreciate it. 215-592.
I have my friend who works for the Pennsylvania SPCA.
That's
she said, not only am I a geriatric millennial, I had a geriatric pregnancy, which is wrong on both accounts.
Yeah, exactly. It's unfair to us, all right? We are being persecuted.
It's unfair to women. They're not calling the fathers. Well, he's a geriatric father.
Well, I'm a geriatric millennial, all right? That's still, you know, I still feel like someone's taking a shot at me, Rhea.
They are.
Worse
it's
for
a
you.
Double jab.
But yeah, we're just getting, you know, for no reason whatsoever. Like, there's no reason to do that. Just come up with,
I agree.
Call us
just,
Gen Y.
You need to get your head around the fact that you are
I'm geriatric.
A millennial.
I know.
And you are geriatric.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm just going to call you 44 years old.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. You know, people try to put us down. All right,
are you also a geriatric millennial?
No, I'm 48.
Yeah, he's Gen X.
I don't know what I am.
Xer.
So
he's an Xer.
You are an Xer.
I guess. I don't know.
It looks like this. Yeah. 1977 to 83.
Yes, those 3 years that Ben and I are apart, 4 years that Ben and I are apart, those were the important years that changed our generations. Yes.
Major difference. Yes. You are not geriatric, and you are geriatric.
And you're older than I am.
And I'm 4 years
older. This all makes sense. I think that we're really getting to the bottom of this here. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll check times yours. I am guessing with all the ridiculousness today, times yours should be hopping today. Let's talk to William in Newark. Hey, William.
Hey, how you guys going?
Doing great, William.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Okay, I got a guest for the non-human, and I got a couple of Phillies comments. But before I do, hey, didn't Bryson Scott just have a baby a couple weeks
His
ago?
His numbers have been phenomenal since he had his son.
Yeah, a couple months ago it was, yeah.
You know what?
He had
kinda
a baby.
Kind of like the Rocky II thing, where she has the baby and is like, now can you just win? Instead, she's probably like, now do one thing for me. Hit.
And look,
holy
I do
cow.
Look.
Well,
I, you know, we talk about a lot, but like, you know, who knows? Maybe it was harder for him in the later months of pregnancy as the father, and now that the kid's out, he can relax a little bit. Like, who knows? We
it's
never
really
know.
Tough on the father in those late months of pregnancy. I gotta tell you,
yes, it is. You're right, Rhea. Thank you. Someone finally is giving the fathers.
Yes. Well, you know what? We should give you people 8 months off.
Sure. Yes, I agree. It is traumatic sometimes for us.
Yes,
you know.
I ballooned up. I definitely did. Oh man, yeah. I went up. Yeah, over three bills.
Wow.
Second,
that'll do it.
With the second child of three. Oh yeah. Wow. I was like probably almost 315.
Wow.
315.
Ben Davis's face.
Now I'm two.
You look like Bryce Harper when Schwarber hit that home run in San Diego in the playoffs. The
I'm 210. I'm 210 now. I was. A good 315.
Oh my God. I mean, you were close to three when we started doing the show. You got pretty big there for a little bit. I mean, you did.
I was riding the train every day from Harrisburg and then eating multiple strudels.
And honey buns. So honey buns, too. You would do both.
And during the show. Yeah.
You would eat like three of these before the show.
Yeah, no just before. That's
me
before
and Spike would be sitting there like watching him being like, dude, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
right
I was
now?
Making bad choices.
And now look at him. Now look gorgeous he is.
Yeah, three bills.
Handsome son of a gun.
And now
but
he's,
I didn't
now
even
he's,
believe
you know,
it.
Engaged, it's all beautiful.
I didn't know for sure that I was 315 because I didn't have a scale. Because, you know, like the scale is at the facility. The scale is where you play and work. And so I never went and purchased one.
Yeah.
And so the only scale that I had was, well, I didn't have it. It was at the airport. You know, like where you put your bag.
Right.
And I was picking up
ridiculous.
At the time, my mother-in-law from the
like,
Harrisburg
hey, can I hop
International
on the bag
Airport.
Thing?
And I secretly hopped on.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so I secretly hopped on real fast. And then I hopped back off. And then it was like, wait a second. Did that say 300?
Oh, man.
Did that say, it said like 305 or something like that. And it was like, wait, maybe that was just because I hopped on real fast and hopped back off.
Oh, yeah, that's the
maybe
reason.
It was because they calibrate it heavy because they want everyone to pay more for their right. luggage. So I was like, I just don't even believe it. You know, even though I don't have a scale at my house, now that I've stepped on a real scale at the airport, I'm just not going to take its word for it either. And so I just kept eating the way that I ate.
Very Joe DiCamera of you to not believe the things in front of your eyes. All right, William, what do you got in the Phils, my friend?
Oh, well, no, I was just saying, if you notice with this group, I like the fact that...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services... It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I mean, I don't like it, but you notice the past 3 years, whenever these guys are in the role of the underdog, they play great. And then as soon as it shifts, when they're in the role of the favorite.
You're right about this.
It's like they're Pascal Cole.
It's a fascinating point. I don't know if one equals the other. I don't think we have enough evidence to say for sure, but I do agree with you. It has felt like the Diamondback series up 2-0, flying high, fall apart. We saw it in the World Series, up 2-1, flying high, fall apart. I do think there is a there's been a bit of a front-runner thing with this team. I think this group this year feels a little different, but I definitely agree with you. I think that is something that
they
has
get
been
tight.
A factor.
This is a team that gets tight.
When they're you know, up on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
all
a
right,
fascinating
I guess
point.
You want my guess for the non-human?
I do.
All right. The biggest and the best, Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
not human.
Goodness.
That's a great
what
answer.
A great
yeah,
answer.
Joe DiCamera would fight against
box.
It. But not human. Absolutely.
And we're just talking about how he's our local legend now, the corn
think about
sweat
it.
Guy.
Yeah, and Ben Davis, Superman-esque in his appearance as well. So, yeah,
hey, do you know the corn sweat guy?
I do not.
No, but you want to, right?
I should call him now.
I want to. I want to be friends with David. I feel like I could be friends with David Cornsweat.
You could call him Superman?
Yeah.
Corn sweat?
Call him, no. If we're friends, I'm calling him Soup, man. You got to go Soup. We're
what
friends.
About Clark?
You know, Soup.
No, we, yeah. Okay. Hey, Clark. Yeah.
Jor-El. I want to call him Jor-El.
Well, Jor-El's his dad. Yeah. His name would
he's
be Kal-El.
Oh, that Kal-El.
My bad.
Oh, I can't believe I said that.
Oh, that might be the worst transgression this entire show.
I think the eating a dog thing is probably the top.
Speaking of which, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
We didn't waste.
Just to be clear, he didn't actually eat the dog, we think.
No.
Okay.
You're right, we think.
Yeah. Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Wi-Fi's boom and unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today.
I hope Joe DiCamera is enjoying his vacation half as much as I am. Time's yours.
Wow. That's pretty good. Well done. What's next?
I just know growing up, I was looking up at dogs thinking, because it's a chocolate lab, is it sweet or is it savory? I have to find out.
That's true, man. I was right there with you. I know how it feels.
John, once you said chocolate
we're like
lab, you
carrots,
have a whole nother
thinking the same thoughts.
Oh, it's so good. What's next?
John Ritchie, you are a fascinating man. How many dogs dying around your house when you were a little kid? Also, how can you not differentiate between pheasant and caribou? I have a list of questions.
That's true. I mean, I did know the difference. I could tell the difference there.
Just not if it was dog or caribou. What's next?
Sir John Ritchie, did your elementary teacher say something like this to you? So little Johnny, what are you going to do on summer break? Well, teacher, I think I'm preparing to eat my dog.
Nikki's feeling under the weather. I'm worried where this is leading. Guys.
Why is my stomach rumbling?
I was worried. I loved these dogs.
Laugh
at me now. I was really worried.
I am sure that sounds so traumatic.
I hated the idea that they would make these stews that I had no idea what was in there. They're just no
little
idea.
Johnny, what are you little doing Johnny, on your summer vacation?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to eat my dog. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Can I please nominate John telling us that as drop of the year for drop of the year? It's got to be in the running.
Oh, it's up there. Man, that was...
Doesn't it make sense to you, though?
Yeah, it's great.
Like,
no,
if you don't waste, you know, like, if you really do, you try to make the most of everything that you hunt.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to hunt your dog, but your dog is...
Ben Davis wouldn't eat the family dog.
Your dog is an animal that's there.
The part that I don't get is, how did you not, like, go to your mom at any point and be like, hey, mom, like, we don't eat the dog, right?
Well, no,
hey, mom,
I think it felt sensitive. It felt like a sensitive topic.
Yes, and, it is.
You know, so it just didn't feel like it was appropriate to ask.
Okay, John, can you
and
ask
I
her now?
I knew they tricked me all the time. I knew they were going to trick me. So I didn't necessarily trust them, because they'd always trick me with the, you know, the gamier meats.
Can you ask her now? When you get home today,
I'm pretty sure they didn't eat dog. I feel bad.
And ask her if you ever ate the family dog?
I will. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer. But
pretty sure.
I'll clarify.
I feel pretty confident you didn't eat the family dog. I'm just, you know, I don't know. That's my guess, anyway.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I might eat the dog. It really was a really great one, John. I really appreciate you sharing that with everyone. That was a... unexpected turn for the day.
Yes, the chocolate lab was just to show you.
When you went chocolate lab, that was definitely...
I mean,
like,
could it have been any
it
other dog?
To another
chance,
level, right? Yeah.
There's no way it could have been anything other than a chocolate lab.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, appropriate that we're talking about non-human characters today for our side topic today.
That's so true.
Let's turn to, let's get the final answers in. Andy in Westchester, did you have a non-human character for us?
Yeah, King Kong.
King Kong has
awesome
been said.
Answer.
We need another answer from you.
Oh, okay. So Godzilla.
Godzilla. Yeah, it's a good pick right there, Andy. And let's get Bam in. Bam, you got an answer for us.
Bart Simpson.
Bart's a human.
Oh, he's not?
Cartoon.
RoboCop. Okay, RoboCop is part human. So bad answers from
but
Bam.
But Cyborg.
Kind of, yeah, but he's still
cyborg.
Part human.
He is part human.
He's part human. I mean, Peter Weller is still in there,
by
you
definition,
know? And at the end of the movie,
he does,
the human part comes through and ends up, you know, doing the right thing instead of trusting his programming. So, you know, just saying.
So true.
I think there's a haymaker out there.
What do you got? Because we're done with calls, so you could say it.
Terminator.
I said it. So there you go.
That is a
great answer, though, right?
It definitely would have won had Jimmy not said it.
I
would have voted for that.
I knew John would.
That's
vote
a
for
great,
it.
Great answer.
All right, so we got to choose here. We got some great answers today. E.T. stands out as a potential winning answer. King Kong, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, Shrek for the conversation. Big Bird, Superman, Godzilla. Which way are we going?
Man, Superman is an awesome answer.
It's a really clever answer for Superman, because the Superman talking the fact that he looks so much like a human, I think, is an interesting.
And we've got Corn Sweat, the local friend of the show, hopefully.
And Joe doesn't believe that he's an alien.
You're selling me. We just did this. Is Superman sold? I mean, I saw Ben was unsure. Which way were you going to push, Ben? You were going to push for something else.
How about Lassie, John?
It didn't get said. So.
That hurts me.
Well, you know what?
You're just poking at me now.
Hold on. At least you didn't say Old Yeller.
You're just trying to hurt me.
Benji, Hooch? What about Hooch?
No, I'll go Superman.
Okay.
Hey, Mickey Mouse was an incredible answer also.
Yeah, it was. And Bugs Bunny's big. But
King
I like
Kong,
Superman.
Great answer.
I think for
Shrek,
all those reasons you said, Superman. I think if we have to choose... It's
like
Superman.
It. Yeah.
All right, Superman. So that is a congratulations
and can we please,
to William in Newark. With
can we meet our voices with David Cornsweat? Is that his
David
name?
Cornsweat.
David Cornsweat on our show? We got to try to call him.
I want him on the show desperately. We got to get Devin involved.
Devin needs to figure this out.
I will say, I do respect, too, and not to take a shot at him before he comes on, I respect that he stuck with Cornsweat. To do a Joe to camera, it's a tough name.
Oh.
That's not going to help us get him on the air, James Seltzer. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's true, too.
David, you're the man. Come on the show.
All right, I want to mention real quick.
Oh, yeah, shout out. The Midday Show coming up.
Midday Show, head down. They are at the Chesapeake Inn today from 10 to 2.
Which is such an awesome place.
It's a phenomenal place on the water. I've been there a million times.
Beautiful.
John Marco, the owner. Amazing food. You'll have a great day. You can go down there and hang out with Joe and Hugh.
That is awesome, yep. Awesome stuff. It's a great time down there. Thank you to Justin D'Arazio doing an awesome job.
Is that where the chicken wing thing happened?
No, so that was a separate place, but okay. I know what you're, yeah, different place.
But very similar.
Yeah,
look.
Similar vibe. Great, great place, the Chesapeake Inn. And thank you to Louis Coco doing a fantastic job helping produce the show as well. Ben Davis, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
We'll be back tomorrow from Borgata.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.